The last words of Bhagwan, Sri V. Subramanian, Sri Ramanashramam's manager Mani, collected the following information in response to a question put to him about Bhagwan's last words. Sri Mani writes, "Thank you for your kind letter dated 20th September. The following are our, Sri KVS, I and others, findings after referring to various recordings. I should hasten to add that it has been elegantly drafted by who else? Sri KVS. After I sent you a copy of Dr. Karamchandani's article, we have been trying to reconstruct the events that occurred on 14th of April 1950 and the preceding day at the Nirvana room of the ashram where Bhagwan left his body at 8:47 p.m. on 14th of April 1950. As you will only too readily agree, there were really no last words of Bhagwan, for Bhagwan can never be talked about in terms of the past. Time has a stop in his presence, for he is timeless. Sri Kunjaswamy, a close devotee of Bhagwan, used to say, "We never saw Bhagwan, for he had no body. He had no body then and has no body now. So he is ever there." Srimati Kanakammal, a great devotee, used to say, "We all come and go. Bhagwan is always there." That is perhaps why none of the devotees who were with Bhagwan could pinpoint the last words of the master. They talked about his words, his silence, his luminous look, and sweetest smile. The following extract from Sri Vishwanatha Swami's article in the Mahanirvana of Bhagwan Sri Ramana Maharishi will be of interest. On Friday morning, Bhagwan said thanks to an attendant, Sivananda, who had just finished massaging his body. The attendant, who did not know English, blinked with surprise. So Bhagwan, smiling, explained to him the meaning of the English term. It is probable that when about to leave the physical plane, Bhagwan intended thus to express his thanks to all who had served him. Bhagwan translated thanks as santosham for the attendant. At about sunset, Bhagwan asked the attendants to raise him to a sitting position. They raised him up as comfortably as they could, one of them gently supporting his head. One of the doctors began to give him oxygen, but Bhagwan motioned to them to stop with a wave of his right hand. It is not known whether Bhagwan spoke or made a sign at that time. In any case, it would be more appropriate to take thanks and santosham as the words which last fell from his lips. Precious as Bhagwan's words are to all of us, equally precious are the moments when he spoke wordlessly through his compassionate look. I give below an extract from Suri Nagamma's letters from Sri Ramanashramam. On the evening of 14/4/1950, I went at 6:30 and stood in the queue arranged for an orderly darshan of Bhagwan. When I got up on the raised mound opposite the door of the room where Bhagwan was sitting and stood there for a while with my sight concentrated on him, I prayed to him mentally, "Oh Prabhu, won't you for once radiate on me your compassionate look?" Bhagwan's eyes slowly began to open, and from those eyes a mild and compassionate look came on me. That was the last time I had the great fortune of his compassionate look. The white peacock was indeed crying his heart out on that day and night. I am unable to locate any reference to Bhagavan asking whether the bird had been fed, except what is said in the well-known U.S. devotee Robert Adams' writing published in the book Face to Face with Sri Ramana Maharishi, enchanting and uplifting reminiscences of 202 persons, brought out by Sri Ramana Kendra, Hyderabad. I give below the relevant extract. In April 1950, I was in Bangalore to see Papa Ramdas. When informed that Ramana had left his body, I went to Thiruvannamalai. The crowds had already started to come, thousands and thousands of people. So I climbed the hill and went into one of the caves and stayed there for 5 days. When I came down, the crowd had disappeared. He had already been interred. I inquired of his devotee, who had seen him last, what were the last words he spoke. He said, while he was leaving the body, a peacock flew on top of a wall and started screeching. Ramana asked his attendant, has anyone fed the peacock yet? Those were his last words. We feel that it is very unlikely that these words were spoken by Bhagavan while he was leaving the body or at any time after the morning when he became too weak to speak. None of the dozen people who were in the Nirvana room on the 14th of April 1950 has left a written record of this fact, and none of us here remember any of them, including my father, making any mention of it. If these words were indeed spoken at or near that time, everybody in the hall would have referred to the famous last words orally and or in writing. Hence, I think that it would be appropriate to infer that these words were spoken during one of the last days, and we may conclude that thanks and Bhagavan's explanation of the word were his last pronouncements, and this was his testament of appreciation to all his myriads of devotees all over the world. There were a dozen people, doctors, attendants and others, who were in that small room during that evening when Bhagavan's condition was believed to be critical. There is no record of his having spoken to any of them except asking to be raised to a sitting position. It is likely that he did not ask but made a sign even as he motioned to the doctor to stop with a wave of his right hand the administration of oxygen. The thousands of devotees waiting around the Nirvana room then started to chant Bhagavan's Arunachala Aksharamana Malai. Sri Vishwanatha Swami writes, Bhagavan's eyes opened a little and flashed for a moment. From their outer edges, tears of ecstasy rolled down. Last words, last look, last tears for the human mind. Bhagavan, as you know, is forever and endash, the beginningless and endless.